then we'll tie it into Rosh Hashanah, and they will talk about the parts of two also on Rosh Hashanah. Huh? Oh, that was yesterday. I can't. Yesterday was an amazing thing, how we all got everything in together there. That doesn't happen every day. All right. So on both sides, we are almost finished with the big tosis. Wanted to point out once again, I mentioned Akasha, the end of the shiur from the Avnei Nezer, who asked, what do you mean it's considered a Misa, Lezev, Tashlum, and Lezev together there? That doesn't happen every day. All right. So on both sides, we are almost finished with the big tosis. Wanted to point out once again, I mentioned Akasha, the end of the shiur from the Avnei Nezer, who asked, what do you mean it's considered a Misa, Lezev, a Tashlum, and Lezev, considered a Misa to the individuals of the ability to kill the Rode? So he says, if that's the case, it should always be considered Misa L'Kolefa. So then how do you ever have a case of Misa, Lezev, and Tashlum, and Lezev? So the answer is no Kasha, because it's a specific, that's a sort of a secondary kind of a field. If there's just a primary field to that person, it exists only in two cases. Either in the case of Rosea, or in the case of Edithel, I mean, that primary fear puts the secondary fear into the background. That's only when it comes to an actual Easter of Rosea, or actually kill him. If I really kill him, that's what we call the primary fear, which puts the other fear out. But if I'm a Rode, it's true I'm a Rode because I'm threatening to kill him. That's true. But anybody can kill him. We don't say, I'm chayav misa to him. No, I may be chayav misa because of him. That's true, but according to this ma'al, it doesn't depend upon the because of, it depends upon who's the machayav. Remember what we said yesterday? Is this the cause of? He happens to own truma, he happens to own a wheat field, or is he the machayav? That's the fundamental machayav between the Ri and the Rashbah on one hand, and the Marashah and the Ramah on the other hand, if you recall. When we're going to Mahalam, we have to be the Machayev. He's not the Machayev. He's not the Machayev. And therefore, it's not like considered a Chiv of Rotzeah. It's considered a Chiv Shabbos on burning your field. So though you're the Siva, but you're not the Machayev. You're not the Machayev. That's the verb. The Mepharshim point out, just one last Torah here, that you see from this whole application of Kim Leibet Rabbeinu, this whole to the situation of Rodev, that Rodev is not just an Indian that I am supposed to save the life of the pursued of the Nirda, but it has a halakhic status of an onesh. An onesh. That means that the person who's running after someone to try to kill him or to do Gilead Arayas is subject to punishment. It's not merely a question of saving the pursued. It's an onesh as well. There could be cases where it's not going to be an onus. For example, the mother says about a cut in a road, they put it in. You kill him or not? You pass him, you do kill him. A cut is la baronshi, and a finami. So by the cut, it's not the Torah's onus. It's only the Torah's what? To save the nirdom. But if it's a godel, then it's the Torah's onus as well. How do I know? But first of all, the Gemara from the Sanhedrin, if I am Gimel, if he owns Shemin Hadin, that discussion. And the fact that the Gemara discusses if he owns Shemin Hadin, that indicates that it is talking about an onus over here. An onus over, not the stop. And that one of being a raya, as the post can say, both figures of the Tosfos and other Rashba, it seems to indicate that the din of killing over the Rabbi would extend through the act which is called Radifa, even if it's no longer possible to say the Nirga. For example, a discussion in the Gemara and Sanhedrin of Ayin Gimel with the Rashi there, that Bish'at HaRoh, in the case of Rode, Bish'at HaRoh, for those few seconds of the HaRoh, he has a status of Rode. So the question is, why? Once HaRoh started, it's already too late. Why for the Hemshech Man of the HaRoh is still the status of Rode? The answer is, Kol Man the HaRoh is going on. It's considered to be part of the same action for which he's guilty, the Tzedima, and for which there can be an opportunity of Hatzolah. And yet, even though that opportunity of Hatzolah no longer exists for that remaining few seconds, Afal Pikein is the status of Rode. Even the bigger condition of Rashba, Baba Kamad Afal Beis, seems to indicate over there that if a person set a fire to killing somebody, is considered to be in the status of a Rodef, even though killing him will no longer save the Nirda. He's gone. I light a fire. That fire now is spread so far, and he's right in the middle of it with his heart up in strings. No one in the world can save that man. He's a goner. All the fire trucks in the world, no one can save him. Finish. I can still be killed. Down the road. Well, what road? He's gone already. So that's a long discussion. It really belongs to Baba Kama. We're going to have to just make reference to it now. But you should know it's what it says over there in Asugya, and going to the Rashba anyway, that it's proved that there's an Indian of owners when it comes to the road. It seems to me, when we had one part of the Kuda, that if the guy's running after Reuben to kill him, so now Reuben can turn around and kill the guy, but so can everybody else. So I saw they caught in Akron that Reuben can get in the Torah's owner. The rest of Klal Yisrael only can kill him the Torah's Hatzol. That's what I saw some Akron saying. David quoted the same. That's Shver. Because with the subject kill him Rabbi from the perspective of all Klal Yisrael, you have to say that owner's all Klal Yisrael. Call Yisrael Hayavim La'anisho. Just wanted to point that out. That's just the Yisrael you see by the nature of Rodeh. Not just the Hatzolah, but it has the status of Onesh as well. This is with this I end the sugya. I'll take a question and we'll start the new Gemara. Yes, no? Very good question. So some of the Mepharshim say that they want to suggest that the machlokas between the Tanoim, if I can name him, may I kill him or not? One says yes, one says no. So one says yes, Avada to Onesh. So why should I be able to kill him? I can save him just like shooting for the leg, as they say. So he holds that Vara has been of an onus. But as much as the other Tanoim, who say what? That if Yochalat kill him, you may not kill him. So what do they hold? So if the norm wants to suggest, they hold Takas not an onus. It's only Hatzolat HaNirda. That's what some say. But the other people say not that way. True, it's an onus. Except the only time is the status of a Rodef is if the only way to save him, at least initially, is to kill him. Once that status is reached, it may continue to exist even after it's impossible to save him. But it has to be at least one point during which you had the opportunity to, the permissibility, I should say, to kill him, because that's only by killing him can you save the pursued. If that never happened, then it doesn't have the status of Rodef. That's fair. I want to add one more thing. If I'm not mistaken, the Rambam holds, that if I can kill him, if I can save the pursuit by shooting for the leg, and I start, instead I go for the heart and I kill him, if I'm not mistaken, I'm going to be a puppet. Am I right? Your puppet in East, it's one of the famous Rambams they talk about. So I think the Brit Gerov, if I'm not mistaken, has this. Why am I a puppet? Ain't low dummies. The whole stickle, ain't low dummies. I once spoke about it. And the Shia Chloe in June. 3 years ago, plus, for those who have man's particles in there, when we finished learning from Hedges, I'll have to see a road that's going to ram in it. The difference in the Vein Lo Dom, that is at the Dalak of Onesh. And that Din of Onesh exists, even according to the way we pass it. Now, you're not permitted to kill if you have the ability to maim and thereby save the pursuit. After if you can, if you kill them, you would not be Kaya because the guy's a Bar Onesh of some type. Well, that's the whole basis of Rodef is that you may kill him, and then not necessarily. Maybe. I know that. I'm a deacon. So the Bar Onesh is our Shem Tov. That's the post. One final Nakuda which you didn't get into right now is the Machlokas of Rishonim. If someone is a Rodef, so you say the Din is Kalim Ravine. What is he compared to? Is he compared to Chayve Mises? One second, hold on a second. Sorry, scratch that. Is he compared to a case where it's an effect like a Chayve Mises Mezidin? Because we call out Dina and Asumra, so we say it's as if he actually was killed. We say, no, he wasn't killed. He's still around. He's living to tell the tale. So, and he's no longer in the status of Rodin. is in effect the equivalent of chayve misa shogegit. In other words, this halacha that a road that is a kind of rabbi minay is that shot it's working through chayve misa shogegit with tana de bechizkia, or you don't even need tana de bechizkia. We don't even say how you can say that, but some rishon actually said like this: if I kill somebody, Machal Shabbat Bishoge, it's only time of the Bechizki. Why? There was no time when my blood was fair game. No one could ever kill me. Machal Shabbat Bishoge. But this guy, this road, that truly never was killed. But there was a point in time when it was fair game for everybody who had a shotgun or any kind of gun. Right? You could kill him. It's the mitzvah to kill him. See, though he actually wasn't killed in real life, maybe that's considered the equivalent of Chayvei Misin Bezdin. But it's not the same as the time of the Chizkiah, where he never really was a moment when he could have actually been killed by anybody. That's my focus on understanding Rashi and the Ramah as to what the status of Rodham is, and they come up later. Sugya, just wanted to mention it right now as we're about to start the new Gemara. Yes, for sure. That's the one that bad. The bad is the high reason. You can't kill him. There's no vigilante even over there. He said before that death was theoretical. Theory is to kill him, but not in reality. That's not the best impossible fact. You can't kill him. You can't just take him off your own hands. What is it? It's not the Wild West. No, there, it's special din. It's fair, but that's the law. That's the law. You can't convene a bed. You know what I mean? The guy's on the line and a pool of blood. Too late. How about that? Do so again. Gufa. Omer Abchis, the Mode, Rabbi Zabunya, Ben Akon, Ever Gone, Ev Chelbo, Shal Haver, Ev Yacholo, Shu Chayef, Ev Gone, Ev Chayef, Ev Neva, Kol, Shev, Ev Leiz, Ev Chayef. Says the Gmol, Eim, Ev Pliga, the Rabbi Ovin, Dem Rabbi Ovin. Azore, Keish, Ev Chilas, Arba, Lesov, Arba, the Korah, Shiroh, and Baal, Yichosel, Potter. What's Korah? You know, Machlok, Ev Yen, Shia, what the word, how you translate the word? What Korah does she run? Okay, correct. So somebody wanted to say maybe the guy is correct. That's not the shot. The case is correct. We'll come to that case of the guy is correct later, not today. But just wanted to make sure you got the right shot. But the case is Korah she run, Bali Kosos is going. But why? Shakira Sora Hanokhi. That's really the topic of today's shiur. Akira Sora Hanokhi. What does that mean? What are the words? Rashi. Shakira Torah Hanochi Tilka Afal Gav Dechiyav Mamon Mikami Hanocha Asyale. The money is when the arrow pierces the cloth. Shat Dechiyav means is when the arrow lands. Nevertheless, Pata Hol Ben Akira Vahanocha Asyale. Since it comes what? Between Akira and Hanocha is when the arrow pierces the cloth. Nisa v'tashlumin boin hi'echad Shakira tzorech hanokhi U'mahi shaita Atzchal Allah melokh. What did Rashi say? Allah melokh to Rashi. What's Rashi telling us over here? Rashi's lesson is Nisa v'tashlumin boin hi'echad. So the simple pshat of Rashi is like this, that, you know, we mentioned before about time frames. I think a camera which has milliseconds, how fast the flash, the frame is closed in the camera. Well, guess what? Here we have this long, open, open shadow, right? Open, you can put it, you know, whatever kind of happens, and that's the next minute, as you move, it gets blurred, that. You have an open shadow. The open shadow starts from the time that the arrow goes, until the time the arrow lands, and then goes click, takes the picture. Big blur. That means it's all considered the Vata. What's the Vata Achat? He has to look something exactly to the millisecond. So we usually say what we consider to see Riyad Bnei Ha'odam is considered the Vata. No. Here's a Chiddush Gadol. So we say that under such circumstances we consider the thing to be the Vata Achat from the Akira to the Hanukkah straight through. And therefore, anything which is during that long period of time, 3 seconds, 5 seconds, I don't know, it depends on what kind of archery is being used over here. But for that period of time, it's considered like 1 second. So it's considered like Rasacha. Rasacha is Mamel, any Chi of Mimma which comes during that entire Chi of Nisa, they all came at the same time. The Chi at the same time. The real Chi of Nisa is when the arrow lands, right? So when the arrow lands, when the arrow pierces the cloth, it's considered halachically simultaneous. It's so close, it's considered simultaneous. That's how Rashi needs to learn. Now, the Gemara has two lashons. The Gemara says, wait a minute. Hachiyashka, what kind of complaint? Hachanami Akbar Torah Hachili. The same thing over here, just picking it up, is considered necessary for the eating of the Kaelah. And as a result, it's considered a Rasa. Correct him, what are you talking about? Hachiyashka, Hosam, Yashala Hanoch of Allah Akira. Impossible. Shabbat Nibol, Hachiran Hanoch. Hacha, Hershala Akila, Allah Akbar. The boy gokin the uphill. What do you mean? If you want, you can bend down and eat without any agbor, Rashi. The boy gokin the mat and begin with profit, the uphill. Who bought the begin a lot of agbori? What kind of comparison is that? Maybe Akira took enough only applies when it's impossible to have enough of that Akira. Here it's possible to have the Akira without agbor, even if you happen to do it in a different way. You happen to do it in a way in which there was an Akbar before the Akhila. So what? It's your coincidence. That Akbar is not considered an integral part of the Mekhaya because you can live without it. How can it be integral if you can survive without it? It's possible. That's one loss. Mishnah Kama. Mishnah Bhakta. Yami. Hasam Yibroya Lahadura. Lamasim Ahadura. Hakamasim Ahadura. If I shoot an arrow and I want to bring it back. So the Rebbe should do that. This is the Chazal and the Medrash about that. The Rebbe should shoot an arrow, he can reclaim it, you know, from midair. But the human being shoots an arrow, there's nothing to do about it. There's nothing to do, it's gone. That's why it's considered one open shot of it. It's once considered a second, whatever. Over here, you can stop at any moment. You pick up the Caleb, you put it up in your mouth, and you say, stop, I'm doing shuvah. Read it after Rosh Hashanah, and then I'm doing tshuva. My benai, the difference between the two rishonim. Benai lishna, my lishna. Ika benai, I'm avish tzak, I'm rishon, I'm a korah, shiron, balei koso. Very interesting case. Instead of shooting an arrow, and it tears cloth, I pull along a knife, down an amit, shiron, I'm in a tears cloth. Let's spell it out. Lahak lishna, the amit, iyashil, anokha, below akira, the first lishna. Hachanami Yashila Nacha Bala Akira, therefore we take here to Hachanava. Lishna the Amit La Masi Ma'adala. Hachanahachi Masi Hachamasi Ma'adala. In this case, you can bring it back, and as a result, you will not take here to Hachanava, according to Lishna Basta. That's the first part of the Gemara. Rashi, La Masi La Azura, Shizorek Atache, Tiltach Mishat Akira Tofa Likro Lo Shiron, Hachanahachi Masi Ma'adala, Tiltach La Amina Mishat Akbora Asala La Akila, I'm out of his stock of Yonah Bahalicha, period. That's the good. Yeah. What am I doing? Stop walking. Stop. I'm out of it. I go to Amos. Change their mind. It's Erev Hashanah. I have a pang of conscience. I'm stopping. That's it. Okay? Yeah. That's why I love Shana Rashi. We'll get to it later. Part 2 of the Sugya. Mosir Rabbi Barabaye. Hagone Chit Bishabas Kaya. Because it's Kaya, the Geneva, Kodam, Shiobo, the Yusuf Skila. Hoyam, the Garaviyos, and the Garaviyos, they taught them. Shara Yusuf Shabbos, the Geneva, born Kiefer. What does it say? By Skila and Shabbos and Kaya. Why? Because the Chi of Geneva precedes the Chi of Skila. And drag it out. then what's din? A puzzle. Why? At the same moment that I crossed the border, two things happened at a very split second. What are the two things? Number one, a chiyuv nisa, the Shabbos. Number two, a chiyuv mamon, the Geneva. Check them out, amai. Hachanami lema gvor, sorach otsoi. Let's say over here also, that hagvor is sorach otsoi. That what? That in order to divide it, the Shabbos has to be hagvor. So whatever lifting up you did should be considered an integral part of the chiyuv, and as a result, this is like killer, but it happens in all cases. Answer the Gemara. Ha'chal b'may askinon. Don't you gbiyo amanas la'atsniyo v'nim la'cholos lo'tiyo. So he picked it up originally expecting to put it in his room. In that case, it was not considered a tira, a tchilas ha'malach in the beginning. And it changed his mind. Period. So in that case, you would say that he's chayav. Because you cannot apply to yourself enough in that kind of a case. True? That's what the Gemara says. We're stopping here for the Gemara for the moment. Says Rashi. I go to kiss the Shabbos. It's the obishus of Bible. Kiel is the Ram Chayas with a slumin. A falpi is an error. The Konaskaya big nail of the Shalan Dagbo of Kona of a falmoto. The Kamala obishus say, after the Chayas the Yonsin. Hoya Magar of Yose, I shall always be obishus of Bible of Lokano, Lala Bolsa, Vesha Bible of Potter. Kiss the Shabbos of Kulay means going to Yechab. Am I? He be obishus of Bible of Lokano, am I Chayas? Nail of the Shas Dagbo, Askal of Lokano. Period. They got me chayav and shul Shabbos. Well, what's good? That's it. That's really the next skillet. Atta. That's the Gemara. So let's first take a look, Rabbosai. In total. Told you the mouse will hocha. Hocha nami neima agbo tzorach otso. Says so like this. L'lishna di bor la durei. Lo moti mahadar, lo parak midi. According to the second lashon, at the only time we say akira tarachanach is if it's irreversible, there's no cash. So here clearly it's reversible. The God has to change him on at any moment. Abel lishna di yetzel anocha v'lo akira, parak. That's a good cash. Why? Tarachanami yetzel anocha v'lo akbo. Again, an abel hanocha, that's worth picking it up. I have a gav the Epsha Begraver. I could have swept it along the ground without him picking it up a 3 o'clock, in which case he wouldn't have been cornered, presumably. Hakli Akira Zu, Kamar Akira Akira. No difference, it's just Akira, not Akira. It's just like one Akira is Chai Machayim and Shabbat, so another Akira is Machayim and Shabbat. And as a result, we apply the principle of Akira to Rachanama. Why? The Mikoma Koma Isra Maskul Mishas Akbo. It's considered one long continuum. Also, it sounds like a principle of the Vata. The way we try to say Pshat before and Rashi. The Tosfos is clear that the Gemara's kashrus is going to kiss the Shabbos, only a kashrus according to which Lashon? No. Was it the first Lashon? According to the first Lashon. Right? Can't have one without the other. Here too, you can't have one out the other. For the second lesson, now to be reversible. Here it's reversible. You can just stop at any moment. Yes? That's the question. We have the next commercial for more about Drake. Let's put it on hold for the moment. I want you to look at our goal from our Rav Ranchburg. On the side of the page, the right-hand margin. Hagos Rav Rabbisal Ranchburg. Quote Tosh. All sources of wisdom emanate from where? Ayin Peyud. No. Of course. Ne Yoshua. I even mentioned it yesterday, you know? So I just made a smile. I mentioned that I don't want to get involved. Not everybody knows my family connection. I mentioned the passing about the, you know, I'm the only youngster in the deprivation. Ayin Peyud Yoshua. The shame of Ra'o. So the half Lishna Nami Par. That's the way I have to take a look at it, the sheet of the Gubet. Then he puts the bottom, the Ra'o, the Ra'ban. Basically saying the same thing. What's happened? What's it all about? So the Ra'o, there's a super lumpness over here. You saw it in the sheet. Let's just share with you what the Ra'o said. Because all I bother, I told him kasha. What's the question over here from going to Kif the Shabbos? Going to Kif the Shabbos, number one, it's certainly Matzil Azuri. And number two, the Rayas, it's even Epshel Ezebel Ozer. He's not so happy with Tosa Teret. The Shvera Teret, although it's Epshel Ezebel Ozer, but you have to have something else instead of the first, the second Zet. So what? There are the Lumbish Teret. It's very dinin in Akira Torah Hanam. Not as brisk. Svela, two dinim in Akira Torah Hanam. What is Svela? One is, as in the classical example of Akira Hanam, where the first part is an integral and indispensable portion of what we call the Machayev. The Machayev is the Dalamas Kisarabin. So the Akira and the Havara are obviously integral and indispensable intrinsic parts of the Machayev. That's the classic of the Akira Torah Hanochah. You can't say, hey, I'm not Chayev Bisa yet, didn't land yet. The action is considered Havara, and from the first moment until you finish is all considered part of the category of Havara. That's one, you will the more lumdish Havara in Akira Torah Hanochah. Yeah, the drake, curtains, wallets, arrows flying through the air, so then we say that's considered an integral, that moment is already an integral part of the Machayev. Why? Because you need Akira and Anocha and the Avar Dalaramis all together constitute the Chiyav of Avar, which is one of the Malachas, Islamic Malachas Hashem. That's the basic Allah. Then there are others like this. If that's the case, where you're doing an action, and the action as a hemshech, as a continuum of time, but all of the pieces on the continuum are integral and significant to the ma'aseh machayev itself. Then there are says, forget these tulishayim. You don't need lama tzil aduri. You don't need the actual zemozah. You don't need anything. It's just a svara, a lama tzil svara. But if this is the entire continuum, which is all considered the machayev of Shabbos, anything which happens during that continuum is automatically you take kids and values in it. Don't discuss the foolish on the news. So then, why does the Gemara have foolish on it? Because they're all like, there's an extension of Kibla. There's an extension of Akira Torah Hanocha. The basic Akira Torah Hanocha means that if I entire moment during the lengthy continuum known as the Ikar Machayev, then the din is that there's a what? Come on. There's a din of Kimlei to Akira Torah Hanocha, no matter what. Efshel Adure, Lo Efshel Adure, Yeshel Azebel Azeh, Efshel Azebel Azeh, that's irrelevant. It's an extension of Akira Torah Hanocha. The extension refers to a case where it's not a part of the Ikar Machayev. No. It's not a part of the Ikar Machayev. It's really preliminary. You cannot define it as being an integral part of the action which is Machayev, the person needs. You cannot do that. No. Nevertheless, we can still consider it to be included in the category of Akira Torah Hanocha. If the Chiyuv began, even though it's not a part of what we call the Ikar Machayev, maybe a bunch of words, listen carefully. The Chiyuv began, in other words, in general terms, my obligation, my culpability, I should say, for Misa began, even though the actual Misa Machayev, the action which really makes me Chayev, has not yet begun. Then, in such a circumstance as there are, the only time we would consider it to be a real beginning, as the Chiyuv began, is if certain conditions are met. What are these conditions, Rabbi Osa? What are they? The conditions are no, who knows? What are the conditions? That's the Machlokes. Either you require the Efshel Ezebel Ozeh, or you require what? No, Lo Matzil Aduri. If these conditions are satisfied, respectively, according to the Tulis Shonos, then, even though it's not an integral part of the Ma'aseh Machayev, we should apply the principle of Akira Torah Hanocha. Witness, for example, Nobody said that picking up the chalev is an integral part of the chiyuv of chalev. That's crazy. You think I'm picking it up off the floor of the table is an integral part of the ma'aseh of the chayev? Nobody would ever dream that. Afal pikein, we have the akira tarach another extension. The extension is that if in certain circumstances, we say that as long as your chiyuv began, your chiyuv began by picking it off the table, off the plate, then we say that you are potter b'shekinda b'derabah b'nei, even the ma'aseh of the chayev didn't start yet. The ma'aseh of the chayev is supposed to be eating when it comes to chalev. So how can it be? How can we consider this part, which is really halakhically innocuous? This is preliminary. How can we consider it to be a hiskel achiyu? Oh, so the Gemara, if one of two criteria is met, either the criterion of what? He has to lezeh below that, according to one opinion, or the criterion of lo mati asur, according to the other opinion. Those are the two opinions, two lashonos in the Gemara. Oh. The Mela says there are as follows. The Gemara is discussion over here about going to Kitzki Shabbos Chayim. She's going to Chayim with the name of Kodesh Yavala Yitzhak Shila. In this kind of circumstance, a different story is on. Here, the case is that the Geneva is a Kitzki Shabbos. You pick it up. That's considered an integral part of the Ma'aseh of Chayim. Because the Ma'aseh of Chayim on Shabbos is the Akira and the Havara, and it is, or the Hotzorah, she's this case. You're going to different Chayuvim, right? There's three chiyuvim. There's Mava, Dalama, and Shitarav, that's called Havara. Then there's Hotzor, which is a cake. Right? Motzi, Mirshut, Hanigna, to Shitarav. And there's another thing called what? No. Sorry, Dalama, Shitarav, and Sorry, Hotzor, there's also what? What did you say? What's the flip side? What's the opposite of Hotzah?
Oh,
Achnos. You mean what comes out must go back, could go back in. So here too, if you take it out to the street and you put it back into the house, look at two flip sides of one of the other. Oh. Disappear. So in our case, it happens to be Hotzah. God of is taking it out into the street from the original Rishud. So listen, what comes out, according to the Ra'ah, Svei Dinim, in Akira Tzorochano. What is it, your Chayev moment at the time when the Iker HaMachayev is transpiring, and that could be a continuum of time? Then, no question there, Kilei Merabine, Akira Tzorochano. That's the case of Akira Anocha on Shabbos. And that's the case of going to the Kirsten Shabbos, same thing, it's actually Akira B'Shabbos. See, what we call the Akira Tzorach Hanoch extension, which applies, presumably, the Gemara has suggested over here, even to a case of picking up Kaleb, even though the picking up is certain on this part of the Machayev, that is very strongly limited to situations of either Lomosh Adure or Yeshua Zebelote. Therefore, the post cash is no cash. Bothered by the cash, what do you mean? What about the two Lashonas from before? The Torah says, "Hey, now we go to the second Lashon, there's no cash." And the one to the first one, they give a Shavar Terek. And the Rav said, "No, this is in a case where it's an integral part of the Makai. You don't need those criteria of the two Lashonas. Period. The cloud. That's what the Ra'ah said. That's the Ra'ah said. Sure. The Ra'ah says that whenever you have an integral part of the Ma'aseh Makai." That is the din of Akira Tzorach Hanoch, which applies from Kimlei, even if the particulars of Lomotz Adurei, the particulars of the Yeshua, the Zebel Ozeh, are not satisfying. Doesn't make a difference. That's why the Mot Kash is the Gavaldi the Kash. Because it's part of Ma'aseh Machayev. Go to Kitzur Shabbos and the Kitzur Klaas and the Akira Hanoch. Right? Exactly. Zorah, but God has kids like Zorah Kays. Because it's like here in Anoka. The Shabbat is unique, right? Because the field of Dalam and Shabbat is an extended, continuous field. Whereas it comes to Taylor, the picking up of the fats in the plate, that's not really part of the an integral part of the Makai. That's why you understand on your own. It's intuitive. Yes.
Is
That's what we think, but the Ra'ah says no. The Ra'ah says that it doesn't really mean it. That's the chiddush of the Ra'ah.
Yeah.
Okay, it's very dangerous. Okay, when I was heard about a school called Brit, and although I came from far away, from Barcelona, you know where the Ra'ah came from? Somewhere. So, part of the Olympics, right? Way before the Olympics, even before Columbus. But, original Olympics. So, he would say that the Brisk Torah, Vedin, one I hear as sort of a proper, one would you consider to be sort of an extension? Yeah. Okay. Now, what does Tosfos mean? What does Tosfos mean? Tosfos says something, I'm not exactly sure what he's driving at. So the Pash that Tosfos means, what I thought Pshat and Rashi was also, is considered a Vasachas. Considered a Vasachas. You want to, just we said this for the favorites, because I have some people who quibble that Rashi didn't mean it. You look in the Meiri. The Meiri on this doctrine is the favorites. Shad and Akira Tarachanov is, considered a Vasachas. You learned over here too. When it comes to a case of what? I'm going to kiss the Shabbos according to the Lishna Kama. You don't need Loma Tzul Aduri. Then it's a perfectly valid question. Why? To defect the Eshel is there below there. You can't do it with Akira. As such, considered a Vasachas Mamish. And if that's the case, we should apply the principle of Akira Tarachanov, and it should be a tour. Of killing the Rabbi. That's the post he's for us. That's the Machlokas, it seems, the Parsons, the Rashi, Tosfos, and the Meiri on the one hand, and there are all on the other hand. There are all Hasidalai, the Ramban, the Rashbo, they're more or less the same as the Ra'ah. Don't say the Ramban, but the Rebbe of both of them. Both the Ra'ah and the Rashbo learned by the Ramban. As a matter of fact, they often fight. What does the Rebbe say? You look at the classical, the classical work of the disputation called the Torah Savayis, the Torah Savayis written by the Rashbo, and then the Vedek Habayis was written by the Ra'ah to Shmeta the Rashbo at every turn. It was an anonymously written statement called the Mishmeret Habayis, which was really written by the Rashbo, defending the Rashbo. You know, you don't want to get involved in polemics, you wrote it anonymously. There are many riots that it's really him. First of all, whoever wrote it was brilliant, so he's got to renounce you, he was so smart running around in those days. But there were other riots, and it was really the Rashbo himself who defended himself so eloquently. Not once did he say they were always right. You know, you see, the outside was at least sometimes. What? Even the Magen Mishnah comes to the right, was right, you know, I give up, I can't figure out the wrong one. No, not even once. So, there are a few other riots that was written by the Rashbo. Anyway, so they both learned by, and often they fight. There are also, what's this man talking about? I heard my Rebbe, Rabbeinu Moshe, the Ramban, said he said such and such. The Shemeres of Bias Retzach. This guy, he never really learned by the Ramban. He doesn't know what the Ramban said. I'll tell you what the Ramban said. Ramban said this and this. That often happens when the two things are learned by a Rebbe and they have a different way of looking. Interestingly, they both share the Talmud, like the most prominent Talmud of both, learned by both of them. So they just came back and who's that? The Ritva. It's more of a Rebbe Buzer. He puts the Rashbo on the other page. So that means that you shouldn't think they were so far apart, like one of the Spanish, you can't live by both of them. And today, unfortunately, something that the Dolan, it's inconceivable. And so it should be read by the Talmud by this one, the Talmud by this one, and quote them both page after page after page. He just couldn't survive. But in those days, when things were a little bit different. No, learning it always survives. No, there's no question. Learning it, the Torah has many, very tolerant. Unfortunately, it's the human condition that's the problem. Torah is divine. While the Kodesh Baruch Hu room is a big tent, bigger than the Republican. So, I mean, it's only the people that seems to be a little bit too narrow. Anyway, come to two. Yeah. Fine. Fine. This is the machlokas, the fundamental machlokas. What I want to discuss today is two nafkaminas between the two versions, and possibly two other potential nafkaminas, may not be really true in reality. And that's after we'll start talking about the Yonah Diyomah versus Shon. So what might nafkaminas be? Let's take a look. Clearly the machlokas, if you don't believe it, look at the Rav Ranchberg. He tells the machlokas there are tov. I tell what the pshat of the machlokas is. That's the Rachonim explains. If he tells us the Yiddish of Bevat Zachas, like the Meiri, is it the Seris, the Yiddish of Bevat Zachas? And according to Shita Ra'ah, no, not the Yiddish of Bevat Zachas. The Pshad is part of the Yikir HaMachayim. If it's not part of the Yikir HaMachayim, then there's a second in of Akira Terachadam, if certain particular conditions are satisfied, the Yesh Prozem below there, or Lomas Shilah do it. I call it the extension. It's not. It's the new business. The key of the gap.
What does Vasakas
mean? Vasakas means
that the
Vasakas means not a began. It's all one. It's simultaneous. Right, you're right. The Rashi, Rashi is not, I agree. Rashi is not 100% conclusive. As far as I say, I think they're right, that Rashi agrees with Tosi and I agree with the theory as well. So let's take the extreme views, if you will, okay? Or the views. The views is all about that. In one possible opinion is as follows. Listen carefully. What will happen in the case of what we call Chai Vei Mitzvah Sholim? Chai Vei Mitzvah. Which means, this guy was shooting an arrow. He didn't know what Shabbos. Well, he didn't know Shabbos was his brother-in-law shooting arrows. He didn't know. He wasn't brought up in an observant home. Saturday is archery. So he goes to the local club, the archery club on Saturday. He shoots the target. He hits it a little bit. And he pierces some clothing hanging on the line. Wow. So and then it lands. The Chai Vimitha Shogun. What's his name? Is he Potter? Is he saying Takira Torahanacha or not? So the board is like this, the board is if you hold like Tosfos, Avadi Takira Torahanacha, no question about it. Why? So why do we have that? So it's like a classic case of the Chai Vimitha Shogun, of course. If you hold like there are, oh, then you can argue as follows. Argue, but what do all say? The all says that it's part of the Maisa Machayim. Yeah, it's true. It's only one of what we say is the Machayim we call, to use the Russian of the Polskin, the Poyal Mamish. Mamish. The Poyal Mamish in real life, in reality, is actually going to be a Chiyam Skila, etc. So when is it going to be a Chiyam, real Chiyam Skila? So then we say that, we apply the principle of Akira Sarachanov. But if it's not going to be, it's not going to be an excuse. Because the guy is, there was no Patra, there was no, he doesn't know any, he's a shogun, he was downright. So then we say, since there's no Akira Bapol, so then we cannot apply the principle of Akira Sarachanov. As a matter of fact, who said so? The Rambam said. The Rambam in the Pirush of Mishnayos in the fifth paragraph of Gittin, the case of Hagbor and Nisuch. That's one of the examples quoted over here. What's Hagbor and Nisuch? I pick up the wine in order to pour it out for Yoshev or some other Avodah Zarah. So from the moment I pick it up, there's a possibility we should apply the principle of Akira Tzara Chanoch. Says the Pirush of Mishnayos and Gittin, they only apply if you did it b'meizin, not if you did it b'sholim. So all the Mephoshim jump on the Rambam. Rambam, you forgot Tana the Bechizkiya. Tana the Bechizkiya said that even if something happens b'sholim, Gapal Pika, we apply the principle of what? Of Kibbutz Rabbanah. What are you saying? Tell us in the Rambam. So I saw the same for Divrei Yechazel, should have somewhere here. Okay, let's inside. He calls again a second visitor here from Rabbi Yitzchok, the part of it, as he calls it. Says that he said before there were two dinners going to the Rav. All the two dinners. One was an integral part of the Ma'aseh of Mekayim. That's Rabbi Yitzchok. Thank you. Machshava is nothing, you're right. It's more than Machshava. I'm picking it up. That's the kiddush. That's what we call the expense. That's kiddush. I didn't do anything bad yet. I pick up chayim. I can pick up chayim. I can pick up wine. You know anything. But if that ultimately leads to an eating of the chayim or a pouring of the wine, you say the rest is like, hey, no one your chayim began then. But that's only true if it actually is a chayim, because you're going to get killed. But if it's just a show game, then that principle would not apply. That's the suggestion. Yes. One more dalama, if he's not chayav, it is no kiyum bisa, it's chayav amin. Four. What do you call the open shutter? Open shutter till the end. Here, the camera breaks while it's in the middle. Because you're trying to have a shutter, but they're not kiyum enough, and then someone stops in the middle. Really tired, never seen really tired, and spread with me. He's really tired, he's going to get an onus and benefit. But really tired, he completed the act of all saw, even though it was on the jogging. That's the question. That's what we're discussing. But there's some abuse upon it, it's said like this. But if, what? It's part of the Maisa Machayeh, then you say that even if it's done the shogeg, it's still part of a potential Maisa Machayeh, and as a result you would say, I hear Sarachanocha and the shogeg and everything. But here, when it comes to Akbar Sarach Nisub, but Akbar is not an integral part of the Machayeh. I pick up wine, you pick up wine, tomorrow I'm going to pick up wine. You just want to get it. But that was the conclusion. I picked up wine and poured it in the bed. Picked up the wine itself, that's nothing. Picked up wine is nothing at all. You can't just pick up wine as an integral part of the guy. It doesn't make any sense. It's not what the same thing. You can't say it. So therefore we say, no, you're right. It's not an integral part of the guy. But the ultimate key of Lisa, in retrospect, began when he picked up the wine, or when he picked up the tailor. That's all true when it actually comes to it. It's a real punishment, a real honest. But if nothing had happened because it did a show game, then perhaps you wouldn't apply the principle. Therefore, there are no set of comparisons in the night of that you don't say, killing it without your name. Then he came to the show, he didn't forget how to make Hizkiya, Kalila. He just meant that you don't apply how to make Hizkiya to Akira Sarabhanava extension. Akira Sarahanava essence, the essential Akira Sarahanava, the traditional punishment implies, you would say, Tana the Vechirskiya. It's a different kind of a din. Again, according to Tosfos, clearly you would say, because according to Tosfos, it's going to be about Saka, and that's the Shah, there's no difference. Shoki is amazing. So that's one possible Nakanina between your own and Tosfos. What would be the Halacha be? The guy did something, the Shoki. That's not the number one. Yeah. According to Tosu, clearly apply the principle of Kim and Rabna here to Rahanapa to show good well to Mason. Why not? You're not that hard. You consider simultaneous. You consider simultaneous, of course, by the principle of Kim and Rabna. How does it get done? Good. One of the guys is so gay. Who's the kid walking? A guy is so gay. A guy is so gay. What should I give you an example? A guy is so gay. Lights a fire on Shabbos and burns in the field. Not that I can skip blocks. I'm talking to the field. Clearly, no question about that. Right? Why? Not having visa. But that action wasn't the private visa. And at that same moment, he's the team on the set. It can't be effective, don't be wrong. We're standing over here, we say, what? The guy, he's got an arrow,
Shoot an arrow. If I shoot an arrow, one of those fire arrows.
Remember that from the cowboys, yeah?
I shoot a fire arrow and it goes and hits the land and hits the, whatever it is, from the wagon, whatever they hit, the fire. So that's the same thing as if I take a mat and start like a tool. There's nothing to do about that, guys. You would step down against your father. You do, I don't find that. In halacha, akira tara chanova. A point that there are always in the four aspects. One that is that it is the part of my Machiah, like in the case of akira and halacha Shabbos, you apply the rule of kingdom. The second that is that even though something is the part of my Machiah, but you can't have one or the other, or you can't go back, you still apply an extension of akira tara chanova. The first part is the part of my Machiah. Secondly, Paul, and the Kiyo, Naskola Tafiyo. All Rabbi Tafiyo says that last bit of Naskola Tafiyo, which we call the extension, does not apply to Toge. So there ain't no fear. There is no fear in reality. If I light a match with Toge on Shabbos, and then I take it tonight, I burn up a field, so then we say, oh, he burned up the field. Right? So the fear of these and the fear of the father, the fear of these and the children, the fourth is what happened at this point. That's not to do with all of them. That's why I hear it about Hanukkah. But what's when I hear it about Hanukkah? That's why I'm sure. The fourth is told us the same thing. I hear it about Hanukkah about the same thing. You lose the fire directly on the week. Whereas according to the law, it could be two different ways. Neither way is like the practice of that. And it's got the possibility that if you did it shogay, that the extension of these wouldn't apply. But you can't have the call of that chiyuv before. There ain't no chiyuv before. You can't have anything happen to it. It's only a shogay. That's one afternoon. A second afternoon are both sides. A second afternoon. It's suggested by the awesome man. This is Marmon Clerk Zion, I love the Zion. He suggests that you don't say, he suggests. Well, this is not to mean, I don't know, we call it a possible afternoon, but it's not so clear, it's really true. He suggests that Akira Tarah Hanukkah, I mean, what does it mean? Because he's a lumber spot. He says, Akira Tarah Hanukkah, that is, why am I Pasuk from the moment of the time. Because this time, he says, is during the Maisa of the Machiah. It's not the mode of the Theodisa, not like those of the Torah one moment. No, it's before the moment of the Machiah. But it's during the moment of an action which is Machiah. An action is Machiah. So the Theodisa is when the arrow lands. But now, this time span, 30 seconds of the hour in the air, is that the time of a Maiseh which can be the Chayyid Misa.
So, Simcha says, hey, during an action which
can be Machayev, you know what that reminds me of? You know what that reminds me of, Sturmei Azucha? Well, what do you say? Three words. That reminds me of Hannah the Rajivskia. I mean, it's a show, if you want to say, yeah? But that also is a Meister which is in Machai of Misa. But it's not real to you. But it's still in Machai of Misa. I have to do that. Maybe you'll go to have a Kira Sarok HaNoko on Shabbos. You wouldn't have it on Yom Kippur.
The Gemara applies Akira Sarah Hanava not only to Chayv HaMitzvah Bez. Wake up. What else does the Gemara apply Chayv HaMitzvah Akira Sarah Hanava? To what else? Taylor. Taylor. What key does Taylor have? Something about to do. Something what? Correct according to whom? Omer Abkiz, let me start today. Omer Abkiz, the Molde Rabbi Hu. Ah, you know my heart. Omer Abkiz, the top of the page. Molde Rabbi Hu. What did she do? The Kunyam and Akana hold the time and courage to give the Rabbi. No. Now, what's the Machlokes of Rashi and Tosfos? We have a few times. Come on. Chayve Kores, Shogin. So Rashi says Chayve Kores, Shogin have to pay, and Tosfos says they don't have to pay. So according to whom can the Osamech Pshat not work? Rashi. Can't work according to Rashi. So according to Rashi, what do you see clear? And Chayve Misa Shogin applies to Okay. Akira Tzorach Hanoch applies to Chayvei Kores, even though Tana de Vechinskia does not apply to Chayvei Kores. So the answer is no Kasha. We already said before that Rashi brings on the whole role. Anyway, we want to chant Rashi, as I call him, said that Rashi was the Meiri. The Vatachas. Somebody told you that the Vatachas trust against Yosemite. That's not so bad. The bigger problem is the Ramban. Because the Ramban, as I told you before, held like his Talmud, there are all. That's why it's important to know who's Talmud. That the Ramban holds like there are all. That the Lomdish version of Akira Sarahadama, the whole story. Yet, the Ramban himself, as you mentioned, saw in the Mohammed Hashem here in Sefer Tzubit, holds like Rashi. As Chayre Kriti showing is what is Chayav and Tashlumin. So there's where the Otsanev comparison is going to run up against the Rambam. His lungs is a very beautiful shot. I call him the Mishnah from the discussion. But the Otsanev shot will run afoul of the Ramban. Because the Ramban holds in the raw, the fancy shot. Yet the Ramban holds like Rashi, the Chayav and Torah to show again is Chayav and Tashlumin. And so then the Gemara applies like here at Sarah Hanoch the Chayav increases. The can't the Chayv HaKrisis mean well, the mice on the Chayv. Because the mice on the Chayv doesn't stop this moment. Ha! Because Chayv HaKrisis Shalom is the Ramban does not stop this moment. So what are you talking about? So you have to say a chilek. That if this mice that brings to a Chayv of Paul Mamish, then has a new status. If I may use an additional verb here. It's a Maisa HaMachayim HaMevi L'Dechir B'Pol Mavsh. Oh, so we're not going on, you say, Kinev Rabbeinu. But a Maisa Machayim that will not be bringing L'Dechir B'Pol Mavsh, so then it doesn't apply. So that's Chayv HaKrisis Shogin.
You're explaining that something about the Rabbeinu.
Yeah. So I'm just explaining to you that it's
you don't have to.
Right. Well, so now says that it's brilliant to show Atma, but it's not going to
win it all the way.
What? He didn't get it.
Rambam?
He didn't get it according to the Rambam. The Rambam just said it's not in general. He wasn't going according to any particular reason. The Week said one thing. If you're Rashi, you can't say like the Rambam. For two reasons. Rashi here and the Rashi saw coming earlier. But the Rambam, theoretically, could have held it, but for the Rambam's agreement with Rashi here in the Mokam. Let's get now down to the last two nafkaminas before I want to say one more simple young. This is Brisket Torah Mamish, the next one. Mamish Brisket Torah, classical Brisket Torah. One of the most famous pieces of Rapayan Brisket that exists. I'm not kidding. The famous piece of Rapayan Brisket. Really famous. You know, it's not printed in the Chayyar, it's the Tradition of Chayyar Rambam. It's a famous piece of Rapayan. It all starts with Tosfos. Let's see, we have to read the Tosfos inside. Let's read the Tosfos inside. Shakira Torah Hanachi. Help me out. Shakira Torah Hanachi, Kosher. Shabrina, the Maruba, the Baba Kamen of Ayin. Shabagon, Abu Mokhar, Bishabas, the Tosfos, the Gom. The Yom, the Drokin, the Vosechel, the Chatzeri. the sixth in the chaserik in Eivosel. I just want to find funny cases. You already mentioned yesterday one case, right? Where he picks off the pig, I mentioned that to you, and that creates kind of fever. Here's a new one. I throw it into your yard, and when I throw it into the yard, so then you're a ponies, you have to give me so the few moment won't be ever. The problem is he motala beer cut fair or cono who is time and ash and shim shabbat or have ash canoa. So what do you mean? That for the few moments comes before the few meters, the few moments when it goes over the air rights of the balapaster, and the kona, and the Shabbos not have to land. That's the most kasha in Balakam. Expect person in Subis. My parish, Vakira Tsarachanaki, to the Yamahaka. There is the kasha. Why is the mother of the Kama disregard totally the principle of Vakira Tsarachanaki? Here's a time for the time of the Shabbos. The Pirish, the Epsilon Nisipolo Agbo, Fafilo, because Tom Aram Menasek Ramesh Rani Zogin, Gitnun Beis, Polo Kamif, the Mishim Bikin Liberty Rabbi Mine, Rabbi Yirmiya, the Mishas Agbo, Kona, the Sky of the Apple, Havia Chas Nisu, Fahash, Rabbi Yirmiya, Lesley, that Bo, Sarah Nisufi, who was in the Lesley, Akira Sarah Hanafi, Rabbi Yirmiya, argues an old principle. Well, I'm a master of the Muslim Adur, the Muslim Adur, Taylor, the Lish, the Yeshua, the Nokam, the Akira, and my Nokam, Rabbi Yavin, Zorak, Kes, Lito, Mavir, Elevati, Kiyadari, Nino, they're the same. Well, my master, my the Polygon, Mavir, Polygon, the Azori. So I'll leave with the Rabbi Yuri, a part from the rule of a Kamad of Ayin. The Gemara of a Kamad, don't call the Rabbi Yuri, denies that you're a Sarah Hanok, of course. He denies it. He denies it. I will eventually need to blog more. Lo polig Rabbi Yirmi ad Rabbi Yavin. Well, I don't know the Basra, Rabbi Shmach Tav, Rabbi Yirmi, polig ad Rabbi Yavin. Because we love Abba Manasseh, and Abba Manasseh, may Torah Sovra to Rabbi Yavin, who is so Sovra to Rabbi Yirmi. If you just want to disagree with one another, with one another. You get discourse, and may Torah Sovra to Rabbi Yavin, so Sovra to Rabbi Yirmi, they're not really arguing with each other. Fine. This is the Tosha Sera. Very nice, it's a question of my blood, of my Lord. Now you're going to see me, I'll be talking to you with whom? Just to predict, before I even open my mouth, who's going to get caught in this trap? Is it set up? No. Whenever Tolstoy says it's a natural setup for somebody else, who didn't have these catches? Whenever Tolstoy says, Astir and Tugamar, as Tolstoy said, it's a Machalaika Samaroyim, it's a setup for whom? The Rambam. I'm going to fall into the trap. It always happens, all the time. What's the Rambam going to say? I mean, it can predict the problem. Rama Paskins are Akira Sarah Hanoka. Yet he passed from Baba Kama as it has it. So the question becomes, hey, what do you need that for? Just that Akira Sarah Hanoka. Rama's up so fancy terrorist based on the Gemara Baba Kama. Just that Akira Sarah Hanoka. That's the problem. We're not going into all the parts, and that's the problem. That's basically the Evan Hawes, and no one has a chance to look at it yet. It's on the bottom of the pile, so, under the Chumash. He quotes over here, this Kasha. And he says, a teret shamati mi adoni mori rabbi. You have the title, because I can find it in one second. Adoni mori rabbi. What is the other title? Gaon Yisrael, Moron Rachak, that's all, Frank Television. We give the following teret. It's also found in Chushya Grach HaLashah, on his back. Same teret. I read it from the Evan Ovid. This is a Baal Ligatari. First of all, remind me. I don't have time now. Remind me. It's not going to get to our indirectly. The Ve'iri gets it there. And now it's out. It's on the Rambam conscience. The Ve'iri gets his kasheret. The Ve'iri says, Akira Tzarach Hanok applies to the Zikin and doesn't apply to Mechiri. He quotes to me right over here. Verbatim. Then Omer Bezu Akira Tzarech Hanofi, Kamosha Biyarni Bezorik Ketan Tzkila Zalas of Dalas of Torah Shiroh and Ladakoso, Shepotu, Shein Omer Kein Omer Mezikin, Avalolim Mechir Olo, Olo Kotam Klal Tama Shal Dovah. Now look how the Meiri Mishinai sounds like. We don't understand where it came from. So we need to remind me next week, Wednesday, I want to talk about this. But right now they are times of all the good stuff. Famous, world famous stuff. I'll give you a reading to you. L'charek ben zorek al-ramas v'shus harabim, u'motzin v'shus v'shus. Rav Chaim says it's not the same. I was emphasizing before, the three chiyuvim of Shabbos. There is Mavir, who answers to the Rabbi. There is Motzi, who said before, going as kids, he pulled it out from his house to the street. And his Matzah, that's allocated. He pulled it from the street into the guy's house, to the guy's closet. Rav Chaim is appalling and lonely. If I'm Mavir, Dalet, Amit, the Shitzer Rabbi, each and every inch is an integral part of the Machayim. He needs Dalet Amit. Not enough 3 hours. Not enough 2 hours. He needs 4 hours. Every inch long as 4 hours is an integral part of the Machayim. If I bump into the Shirayim along those 4 hours, bingo! That's a moment of Chiyu. A critical moment in the Chiyu. If I peg from my house to the street of Vice Versa, there are only 3 split seconds of which are integral, which are critical, which are indispensable. What are the 3 split seconds? Akira. What's next? The borderline. Smuggle over the border, right? That's the exact border. This is the Yavis, the Rabbis, the Yavis, the Yavis. And the Hanoka. Whatever's in between, filler. That's not really a part of the integral mind of Machiach of time. In a matter like this, if I throw something from Mishra Sarabim to Mishra Sayyaka, that's the case in the Gemara. In Baba Kama, Daf Ayin. Back to the Gemara. That's how it's quoted. The Chimot to the Avi of Hatsay Rokona. Um, it's Kaya Benafsha, Mishra Shabbat, Lohavi, Aja Tanua. Now, what do you mean? So when it goes over the top, that's the moment. Again, even this is the question. The great discovery, we fell into bad luck. Before the critical moment for Shabbat happens to be the same critical moment as for what? As for Mechira. Oh, it explains its problem. Say this. Most of the Rishus, Ein Ika Gome Achiyum Ela Ha'osah Ne Rishus to Rishus. Veno Chayv Ela Ba Achiyum Ava Nochus Eim Etzim Gome Achiyum. Avo Ma'ash and Nigmura Ha'mechira Mechimoto La'avir Chatero. Zu arega einem eikare gorme achiyu. Well, the question becomes, wait a second, isn't that split second of the coming over the fence the same exact feel, the same exact moment, the chayah for Shabbat, the chayah for Mechira? So again, he doesn't go into it over here, Mr. Zalman, I don't think, but I think other posts can go into it. Could be the stifle, I'm not sure. Somebody goes into it. It's a stifle post of time, huh? That's how the Rishon Zalman quotes, only 2 points. But that's how possible. So the Kara, okay, that's how he quotes. The only 2 points is no kasha to begin with. I think others ask, but there should be a third point. So that moment that you go over the top should be also an integral part of the Machiah. I'm not mistaken if someone phrased it that way, and tilful about whether the two are in fact really simultaneous. So maybe they're not. One, when it's flying in the air over the top, so you can say that, well, for Shabbos, it's the other allowed to appear, and for Ilzis, your neighbor, it has to go within the fence. But up there, it's not in the Chotzer and Mishtabes, it's flying up in the air. They say it, even if that third moment is considered a critical moment, sure, which is almost impossible to deny, but it still would not be exactly simultaneous at the moment of the actual Mechir. This is a fine, beautiful, famous, I'm surprised I've heard of the Shtickle Torah, so famous, a fine says, that Akira Sarah Hanuf only parts of Ma'av or Dal and Amos of the Sarabi, where each and every inch is a single part of the Machayev, as opposed to the case of Machnes, which is the Rabbi, which is the Yachar. Also, you do the same thing. Where not only Gomel is a single part of the Machayev, so you can't apply the principle of what? Akira Sarah Hanuf. This is what Rav Chaim said. Now, Rav Chaim said it for and for whom? For and for whom? The Rambam. The Rambam clearly held that you don't apply Akira Tarachanov. So we said before, the Rambam is Lashitasa, not merely. The Rambam is Lashitasa. Because we had before, it's a Lapana Vishak Fan, the Mishver Rambam and Tirish and Mishnais and Gitan, that he holds that the Ra'ah. Because Rav Chaim's Lamdas will only work according to the Ra'ah. So what do the Ra'ah say? Oh, it's the part of the Ma'is and the Chayim. So if you hold that, that's the premise, that's the guiding principle, then you have Rav Chaim's Lamdas. So the Dalet Amit, each and every inch, is an integral part of the Ma'aseh Mechayev, whereas most of the Rambam is just the Rishus, it's not. The Elak Tos, for example, forget it. The Elak Tos, the Shita, then what? Come on, then what? Then the Ratzachas, so you can't make a distinction, integral, not integral, who cares? That's why Tos is double Kameh, it's the Kameh, it's the Kameh, it's the Kameh. Tos, Zia, Nabai, and Laman Av doesn't give reclining teres, because if you toss them, the toast that you saw, the very next toast is two toasts like the Hoffenheim, which you saw already, where they don't give their own teres either, as the Rav Ratzberg points out. The toast is, I'm just adding, toast from the sheet toast and the Rav on the sheet toast. You saw the time. Yes, Alicia.
So the Rav says it's two points. What is the integral part of the five, and then what is the key of the key of the key of the five?
Right.
So the only action in between are still part of the key of the key of the five. So you can put the same thing on the Rav on the bank. It's very nice that it
would do. Hold on, hold on. You're asking like this. That's what the stipler asked. The stipler asked that five is very nice. As far as the incredible part of the Makai. So if you say, Akbot Sarah Nisu, and you say, Akbot Sarah Akila, so why should the filler between the Akira and the Passover point and the Hanukkah, and there should be no worse than Akbot Sarah Nisu? Stifler has that question. Stifler has two pieces about Rav Chaim, really. One, I asked him to see both of them. I don't know if I didn't see it yet. Or the other, just the reading. That's what I think. Enough. Speaking of this, I thought that was a second or two. It's nothing. The biggest makes here say 2.5 seconds. The biggest makes here, probably I'm going to make them more time. You can't get it out much now, they're struck through. And we have not forgotten, we require 4 seconds. What's the relevance of 4 seconds? Well, it's like this, because you see, for Tashara, we require 2 seconds. Because 1 second is not enough, so we're going to have 1.5 seconds, 1 goes to 2. But the shot is 2, so Ferrari has to 4. 4 seconds not that long. This Valkyrie from Tashrat, he blew the he is so short, I didn't want to go under 2 seconds. I have shot that wasn't the ice. So I'm going to do a fair Valkyrie with the Sajid. First, we're going to go to the booth here.